Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we get to sit before you and your Word, knowing that you're ready to teach us. You want, by your Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us into all truth. And today, as we study the book of Esther, I pray that we will see the insights that you want us to see about you, your Son Jesus, and your ways. And Lord, that you would help us by your Holy Spirit to live according to those ways. And we'll be careful to give you the praise for doing so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is To All Provinces and People. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 3, and verse 14. Haman's plan to destroy the Jews is underway. And now his desired command has been put it into writing in the Persian law. If we look at the circumstances, we might wonder, where is God in all this process? However, as we continue to study, we will see his invisible, mighty hand at work. In chapter 3 and verse 14 of the book of Esther, we learn more of what occurred after the law was written. We read, "The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day." The verse begins, "The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people." We notice first the word copy. Now that may not be significant to us who easily use copiers to make multiples of one of our writings, but these were handwritten copies. It took some time for the king's scribes to write all these notices. We remember that there were 127 provinces, so when an empire-altering law was introduced, there was a large effort and undertaking that took place. Nonetheless, every province heard the word and news of the extermination order of the Jews. The verse goes on to say that they should be ready against that day. The reason for the commandment being published was to prepare everyone in the provinces for the particular day set aside to eliminate the Jews from among them. They were to all be ready for this massive day of carnage and prepare themselves in advance for such an effort. The copy of the writing of the commandment would let them know that the king's order was that they all be involved, and preparation for their involvement was compliance with this new rule. Can we even begin to imagine such an effort just because Mordecai did not bow? When hatred fills a person to the degree of Haman, there is no limit to their methods to rid themselves of the object they hate. Not only did he get himself involved in the purposed removal of Mordecai and his people, the Jews, but he desired that everyone in the empire join with him in the effort. The enemy of our soul, Satan, behaves in this manner. He desires that everyone he can convince to be against the Christian. We should not be surprised when he uses others to execute our destruction. His plan, according to the Gospel of John in chapter 10 and verse 10, is to kill, steal, and destroy us. Unfortunately, or fortunately, as God was involved behind the scenes of Haman's plan, and unfortunately for Satan, he's also behind the scenes in ours as well. John chapter 10 and verse 10 also says, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly," which was spoken by Jesus. We may ever realize this principle. If God be for us, who can be against us? Next time, we will see the behavior of Haman and the reaction of Shushan to this degree. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.